This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, May 22. Our passage is from Matthew 10. At that time, you will be given what to say. We show in the words we speak that our hearts are in tune with God. Jesus tells his disciples that they will be given what to say. Sharing Christ is not simply a matter of thinking up the right words to say. We must allow God's words to flow through us. Today we have many resources that help us speak with words God has given us. First and most important is God's Word, the Bible, inspired by the very Spirit of God. Then there are helpful summaries of God's Word that are often called creeds. They have this name because they begin with the Latin word credo, meaning I believe. Creeds are trustworthy if they are based entirely on the Bible. Maybe you've heard of the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. Many churches today also have documents called confessions. These usually discuss important teachings about the Lord and the church and Christian living. They are useful for helping us understand the Bible. Like creeds, confessions must be based entirely on God's Word. A couple of examples are the Belgic Confession and the Heidelberg Catechism. Through God's Word and with helpful summaries, the Holy Spirit works in our hearts to give us words to say as we tell others about God's love for the world in Christ. Christian confession and living express our peace and joy in Him. Thank you, dear God, for giving us words to say about You. Help us to more clearly understand You and to share Your message of love. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.